Can you talk about Ridley? I mean, his focus has been tremendous the last couple of games. Mm-hmm. Even when he, happened to fumble, he still went right back in there with a lot of focus.
Yeah, he's just like all of them. They want to win. They want to play. They want to win. And he's just had, he's been doing a great job. He doesn't have, he's trying to step up into that role as, get it done. And he is. He's doing a great job of that. So all of them in their own way have got to be a leader for us. When they're on the field, they're all leaders. They got to make plays. And they can't be the young kids anymore. They got to be the mature athletes, the players, professional players. And that's what we're striving for from those guys.
Is there ever any danger in a back, like say after Ridley's fumble? Like he ran really hard and it was productive. Is there ever any danger in a guy trying to do too much after making a mistake like that? Or is that something where you want him to just go out there and do as much as he can?
He's got to play. You don't want to... Yeah, there is a point where he's got to understand that he can't afford those mistakes. They're costly, and they'll cost you the game. So there's got to be a fine line between being as aggressive as you can, and I mean really going after, trying to make a play, but also being smart. You got to be smart. You got to play the game so that you got to give everybody else a chance to play. We have no chance to play if you give the ball away. Nobody has a chance to play. I mean, they win on it. So, yeah, he's got to understand that. And those guys got to understand. We bring the ball back, and we got the ball in our hand at the end and allow to kick or do whatever we need to do with the ball, we got a chance to win. If we don't, we give it to them, those losses will pile up. Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, I mean, he's a hard-working guy. He's a big back. He has, just like everybody else, they all have their roles, and he has his role. And we're very, very happy for what he's doing and getting after it. And they just got to keep being productive and making things happen. And he does, too.
Knowing the long hours that everyone, all the coaches pull in the NFL, when you see the scary situations where John Fox and Gary could be accurate, was that kind of an eye-opening experience at all?
It's always an eye-opening experience when you have a buddy go down. I don't care, what's going on, but we all do. Nobody knows what their situations are. They really don't. I mean, we all speculate. I don't want to speculate on that. All I know is that's I hope they're well. I really do. I just hope they're well. I don't like saying it, and I just hope they're okay.
Just does it make you maybe take a step back and assess, okay, I just need to really make sure I stay on top of my health and my nutrition?
We all do. We all do. We all do. No doubt about it.
You've seen not only a lot of running backs, but a lot of running back groups. How do these guys relate with each other? Just kind of
Too much.
Is that right?
Yeah, hey, shut the door on them sometimes. No, they're a very close knit group. They are. They're a lot of fun. A lot of fun to be around. And I'm happy that when it comes to playing on Sunday, they're ready to go. I don't have to give them some huge pep talk to get them jacked up. Those guys are excited about playing, and that to me is what it's all about. They're going to get they sort of feed off of each other, so it's really good.
And the question is leading up to this, that Steve Ridley has got to the point where he's taken big steps toward getting to what you just talked about.
Oh, he's doing a good job. Steve's doing a good job.
How have you seen the guys handle the committee approach? Because everybody wants to be out there. Everybody wants to carry the ball. Everybody wants to be the star. How's the dynamic of that work?
Okay. Let me put it to you this way. That's what we're going to do. And the guy that's out there producing, he'll get a few more shots. I mean, if he's really, we got a guy that's hot on the field right now, we'll leave him out there. And everybody knows that. They all know what we do. So that's what we're going
to
do.
As the position coach, you're obviously work closest with these guys, and I think sometimes you're a shoulder to cry on or bitch to or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Steven obviously had 300 carries last year. Mm-hmm. Not quite the same this year. Do you talk to him about stuff like that, just keep doing the job and then it'll come?
No.
Do you have to have those? Or?
No, we have talks about where they are, where we think he is. We're always sort of give you an evaluation of what you're doing and where we think you are and where you should be and that kind of thing. So he always has that kind of input. Yeah, that's part of coaching him up. But, we're going to play the game to win. and they know that. And he knows he has everything he's doing determines what he's going to do and how much he's going to do. So you put it back on them, get it done.
Do you like that aspect of being a leadership coach? It's kind of a more of a microscopic level where you're dealing with that guy, that emotion every day, more so than overseeing. Do you like that aspect?
I like coaching. And I like being out there and watching them get it done on the field. And for me, when they're out there having success on the field, I feel like I can do what I need to do. However that fits, that's what my job is, to get them out there and produce on the field to win. So that's what we're going to start to do.